Did you know that the perfect snack exists that not only has the yum factor, because that's important, but also packs a real protein punch? I'm talking about Wonderful Pistachios, a complete protein providing all 9 essential amino acids. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Now that's a snack you can feel really good about. It's hard for me to currently pick a fave because they have several flavors to choose from, including no salt and jalapeno lime options. But if I absolutely had to, I'd say I'm in my no shells, Wonderful Pistachios, sea salt and vinegar era. It's the ultimate snacking solution for when you need a quick, convenient, and tasty boost of pistachio goodness straight out of the bag. Whether you enjoy the ritual of cracking open each nut or you lean towards the ease of no shells, Wonderful Pistachios has something for everyone. It's time to elevate your snacking game with Wonderful Pistachios. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. Hey, hey, what's going on, ladies? This is Bree with the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. And all I can think of right now is hashtag Rona, is you finished or is you done? Because I am completely over it at this point. I am completely over it. But before I get on my rant today, in case this is your first time listening to the show, I want to say thank you so much for tuning in. Again, my name is Bree, and I am the host of this here show. And we talk about self-care topics for Black women. So again, time for my rant before we get into today's topic, which is lies that we're telling ourselves during this wonderful time of quarantine lockdown, right? But I am so completely over with this whole Rona situation, coronavirus. I'm just over it, okay? And I know that everybody else is too. But I'm just like, my pet peeve for this week, and maybe I should start giving some pet peeves for the week. I don't even know, but maybe it's just today. I'm just feeling some kind of way. But my pet peeve for this week has been these damn scammers, excuse my French, that have been marking this stuff up, almost cussed, marking this stuff up that we want and we need beyond levels that make any sense. Okay? I have no problem, sir and ma'am, with you making a profit. I really don't. I honest to goodness, I do not have a problem with that. But what I do have a problem with is the gougers that just have to take it from a level 2 to a level 75. Okay? I'm so over it. Like, you're just doing the most with these damn price gouging zizzes. And I'm tired of you and I'm just sick of it. I feel like I'm somebody's grandma right now, fussing and cussing because I am so over it. Okay, I tried to get some masks over the weekend. Let me tell you my story. I tried to get some masks over the weekend. All right, and I know that you can make your own. Shout out to my Facebook boos that were like, dummy, if you don't make a mask with a scarf and keep it pushing. But I tried to buy some masks over the weekend, and shout out to eBay. Okay, eBay is life right now because I can be scrolling away, you know, just to my heart's content, just looking for stuff to buy. And that's kind of been that's where I've been for the last few days. If you've been looking for me, I've been on eBay, okay? And I'm not ashamed to say it. But these folks on Amazon and eBay and what other site was I on? Amazon, eBay. I guess those were the two primary ones that are like huge businesses, but there's been some small businesses too that have just really been doing the most. And so I tried to find these masks, you know, not the N95s, because you can just pretty much forget about those. You ain't gonna find that. Okay. But the blue, you know, the ones that the dentists wear, or like the surgeons wear, those blue ones, the little flimsy ones that probably cost like 7 cents to make in a warehouse. All right. I'm trying to find these masks as a backup in case, I don't know. I just want to have it just in case, you know, I don't need a million, just, you know, a pack of 50 will suffice, maybe 100, you know, I'm not trying to be too pushy. And these places, like I said, are taking it from a level 2 to a level 75 because they are charging. I've seen them priced anywhere from like $1 each up to almost $2 each for a damn 5-10 cent mask. Okay? Again, I don't have a problem with people making a profit. But to do it on that level where you're marking things up 5,000,000%, it's just, that just says a lot about your character. It really does. There was a lady, shout out to the lady on Facebook. I'm shouting out everybody today because they're getting on my nerves. Shout out to the lady on Facebook who is in a group that I'm in. And she's in a group that I'm in. And she was like, oh, I have some masks. And I was like, oh, okay. Sister to sister, like, how much are the masks? Like the hospital ones, the medical, the surgical ones. And she was like, oh, for 5 masks, they're like $9, something like that, $9 or $10. I said, I know you lying. Okay. $9, $10 for 5 masks. It was like eight, maybe it was like $8.50. Plus I'm sure the shipping, they're shipping too, but I'm just like, I know you lying. Somebody sent me an email yesterday. I don't even know how I got on their email list because I surely didn't sign up for it. Trying to sell masks. I want to shout out this business so bad, but I won't. And they're selling the mask for quote unquote wholesale. You can get like 100 for $100 plus like $10 shipping. I know you lying. I know you lying. So that is my pet peeve for the week. People are really doing the most. We have people out here that are in desperate need. I'm not in desperate need. I just wanted, it would be nice to have, since they haven't been banned yet for us to purchase, to my knowledge. I just wanted to have some as backup. But for the people that really need it and cannot afford to pay $1 and $2 for one mask that is not even like, I'm sure they have to be tossed after like a day. Maybe you can get a couple of days out of it. I don't really know, but I'm just like, that's ridiculous, you know? So that's my pet peeve for the week. That's my story and I'm sticking to it. All right. Let me take a breath here. Whew. I be getting heated over this kind of stuff, man. Like, it's just, people just do way too much. Like, just way too much. So let me go ahead and get into today's episode. And again, these are lies that I have been telling myself, that if you're anything like me, and I know that a lot of us in the community, you know, we have different lifestyles, but we still have some similar thought processes and things that we're working through. So if I've told myself one of these lies in the last, you know, 2-3 weeks, I am sure that you most likely have told yourself at least one of these lies as well. While we have been just working our way through this whole coronavirus mess. And it is a mess. It is a mess. And I don't know if things are going to get better or if things are going to get worse. I want to be optimistic about it, but it's just like, I'm optimistic, but I'm seeing things for what is going on. I don't have my head in the covers, if that makes any sense. Hopefully that made sense, but, and you can get the gist of what I'm saying. It's like, I don't know. I just feel like it's just, I don't know. I just feel like we're behind the eight ball and people are not able to get tested, except unless you're a celebrity or you have like lots and lots of money. And that's going to be one of the lies, actually, that I didn't tell myself, but a lie that I heard, I keep hearing in the last few weeks. So I'm going to get to that one in a moment, but it's just a whole situation, just a whole mess. So shout out to everybody out there that's just doing the best they can. They're making do with what they have. They're being resourceful. Child, I didn't even know you could freeze bread in the freezer. Okay. This is how resourceful I'm getting. I am putting bread in the freezer and doing these kind of things, making food, sticking it in the freezer. Like, I made a batch of red beans and rice, half for the freezer so I can take them out in a week and have them, you know what I'm saying? Like, doing all these things and just being resourceful. Are these new things? No, they're definitely not. But it's like, during this time, it's just like all the little tricks of the trade just come out the woodwork. Either that you forgot about, or you just dive into, or you just dig into yourself and you just pull out this strength of and resourcefulness that you forgot you had, and you just make it work. Okay. You just make it work. So let me go ahead and get into these lies so I can stop rambling on here. The first lie that I think we're telling ourselves, I know that I've told myself this, is the lie that we have to do things perfectly. I'm going to take a quick sip of water here because I done just worked up a parched throat just being mad at the scammers out there. All right. Whew, excuse me. So, perfection. Can we talk about that? Dude, right now more than ever, there is absolutely no way in HE double hockey sticks that we are going to get any of this perfect. So if you are on that perfection slash control situation, you're lying to yourself and telling yourself that it must be perfect, whatever this quote unquote this is, or whatever quote unquote it is, I'm going to need you just to have a seat and relax, because sis, it's just not going to happen. I hate to be the bearer of, I'm going to say good news, because man, striving for perfection, it's like, I don't know. It's going to leave you feeling some kind of way, but I have to be the bearer of this news that you right now may not get everything right. And that is okay. I think a lot of our stress comes from just trying to make things just so. And when they don't meet up to our expectations of perfection, that's when things, like our moods, we're triggered, you know? We're triggered because we have this idea in our head and it's just not panning out the way that we want it. We want our kids to do all the right things when they're just bored out of their little minds. God bless them. We want their rooms to be perfect. We want them to be quiet and not ask for much and stop asking for snacks. We want them to not cry because they can't go outside and play. We want them to do their homework. We want the house in tip-top shape at all times. We just want all these things, you know. And we want them to be done perfectly, but right now it's just not going to happen, you know, to the extent that you want it to. And I think that we need to just come to terms with that in our new normal, that perfection is pretty much tossed out the window. If you want your stress levels to, you know, stay low and just be as calm as possible, whatever your idea of perfection is right now that you're trying to hang on to, sis, I'm going to ask you just put it aside for now, because it's just, we in a whole new situation, okay? We in a whole new situation. Another lie that I have definitely told myself, and you may have as well, is, you know, I need to be fearless right now. Like, fearless. Like, not afraid to do anything. Like, just, you know, I can do it all. I'm bold, I'm courageous, which is great because I feel like a lot of times I am. But the expectation of fearless to me is like nothing gets to me. Nothing scares me. I'm not scared of anything. And that's a whole damn lie. I'm not fearless, especially not right now. Am I doing the things that I need to do? You bet I am, to the best of my ability. And not perfectly, by the way, but to the best of my ability. But can I sit here and say that I'm a fearless female? Absolutely not. I surely cannot say that I am a fearless female. Nope, I can't. That's just not it. I am human and I have fears and thoughts and emotions and feelings and things that can, you know, situations that could possibly scare me. And now I try not to think too far ahead into the future, and I do my best to stay present. But when I have to step up and do something, like a few days ago, I went and tried to get some supplies. And honest to goodness, I was a bit like stressed about it. I still went and did it, but I was a little stressed about it. But I think this whole idea of fearlessness is, I think we're doing ourselves a disservice when we say that, or we use that term as a sign of, like we have it all under control, or we're like superwomen, like, you know, being a fearless badass, that's like a big thing, you know? And there are badasses. I think I'm a badass. I know, I'm sure you're a badass, but that doesn't mean that fearless and badass have to be used in the same sentence. It can be, you can be a badass that has fears. You can be a badass that is scared sometimes, you know? But if you're doing it anyway, you don't have to be fearless to do it. So don't put that stress or that pressure on yourself and feel like you're wrong or you're off or something's not right because you're thrust into situations that are unknown for you and you expect yourself just to be this rock solid, you know, fearless superwoman or superhero that doesn't feel anything when called to do the unexpected. That's a pressure that's too heavy for probably anyone to bear. Okay. Another lie that I have not been telling myself, but it keeps coming up and it's driving me up the wall, is when these celebrities and these wealthy people, or people that are in a much better off situation than the average Joe, keep saying that, you know, we're all struggling, you know, the same with all of this that's going on. I know you love this podcast, but if you've been on the hunt for other unapologetically Black podcasts to listen to, I want to invite you to give Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR a listen. They featured an episode of It's Been a Minute, and it was with Tracee Ellis Ross, and it was like a breath of fresh air for me. She touched upon her work, which of course includes Girlfriends, and we know the legacy of that show and also how that dynamic specifically between Joan and Tony still has a huge impact on Black culture. But it gave me room to reflect not only about the ways I am in community with Black women, but also how I am being in relationship with myself. NPR's episodes, they just hit differently. So NPR has a new collection of podcast episodes that celebrate the Black experience, from the It's Been a Minute episode with Tracee Ellis Ross to the Code Switch episode on the women behind the Montgomery bus boycott. These episodes are rooted in our richness and our history that we will not allow to be erased or marginalized. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts. Hair care is not one size fits all. At the beginning of my natural journey back in the 2000s, I remember feeling so frustrated because at the time there weren't many brands even acknowledging type 4 hair. So you had to search high and low for products that even worked. Having a great hair day is possible thanks to Way. My hair is dense with fine strands and it's super kinky, coily, and dry. Found out that part of the dryness was because my conditioner had to fight its way through buildup and hard water. If this sounds like you, you have got to add Way's Detox Shampoo to your rotation. It brought my hair back to life and now it's forever a must-have. Another must-have for me is Way's Hair Oil. So once my wash and go is dry, I love to fluff and scrunch with Way's Hair Oil and it makes it feel softer and healthier. You want more volume? Way has a shampoo and conditioner for that. More moisture? They got a shampoo and conditioner for that too. Spend less time guessing and more time rocking a great hair day with Way Hair Care. Wash your way to healthier hair with shampoos and conditioners made just for you. Go to theouai.com and use code SELFCARE for 15% off your entire purchase. That's theouai.com, code SELFCARE. One of my favorite memories as a little girl was when I went to the beach. Seeing the ocean waves, smelling the salty air, and feeling the sun on my skin was pure radical joy. Now, certain scents like Osea's Undaria Algae Body Oil will instantly trigger those feel-good memories because it literally smells like summer in a bottle. Inside, you'll find blissful notes of lime, grapefruit, cypress, mango, and mandarin. The scent is so divine that I cannot help but to smell myself randomly throughout the day. And when I use it after a shower, my skin is glowy, soft, and smooth. I've talked about Osea many times, and there's a reason for that.
It is a clean, soothing part of my maintenance routine, one that I refuse to be without. I absolutely adore Osea. Get healthy, glowing skin for summer with clean, vegan skin and body care from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code SELFCARE at OseaMalibu.com. You'll get free samples with every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Head to OseaMalibu.com and use code SELFCARE for 10% off.
And I'm just like, no, sir, no, ma'am. We are not all in the same boat. We are not all struggling the same. Yes, we are aware of the coronavirus and how life is changing and has changed and most likely will be different from this point on for at least the next year. Probably much longer than that, but I'm trying to be optimistic. And again, I think I said this in a different episode. I do not begrudge anyone that has money, you know, celebrities, whatever, living in their big houses and you know, getting their corona tests, if that's what they're doing and they're paying thousands of dollars to get it. Hey, do I think that it's fair that they have access to things that the average person does not, especially like life-saving kind of stuff in these kind of times? No, honestly, I don't. But we all know that money talks, right? So I don't begrudge someone for being wealthy, but where I draw the line is when you're spewing this lie. I don't know if it's for you to make yourself feel better as a someone with wealth, you know, or privilege. And even myself, like I definitely can't say that we're all in the same boat, even though I'm not wealthy yet. But I know that I am in a much more privileged, I guess, position than someone else that might have multiple kids living in a one-bedroom apartment. You know, I read in the New York Times that people, you know, they're struggling just to even have internet access. And I have internet access right now. People that had limited data plans on their phones, and they're trying to stay in touch with their families or do online schoolwork and check in with folks and do their jobs from home if they're working from home and different situations like that while they're struggling to make ends meet, struggling just to be able to have some space in their house, because you know how important that is. So I would never look at someone else and be like, well, you know, we're all in the same boat, because we're not. We're not all in the same boat. That is a lie. So again, that's not something that I'm saying, but I keep hearing that. And it's just wrong. It's just tone deaf for these times that we are in. And it just reeks of privilege, understood or unrecognized privilege. And it's just wrong. It's just wrong. So that's another lie. And then the last lie that that I have definitely encountered in the last couple of weeks is that I have to run on level 200 every day or I failed. In other words, I've got to do all the things or I'm screwing up and I'm just wasting time. Now, I am taking some classes. I mentioned this before, and I am doing some things behind the scenes, but I also am a firm believer in rest and doing what works for me, or you doing what works for you. We don't all have the same end game, you know. We don't all have the same focus. We don't all have the same circumstances. We don't all have the same privileges. We don't all have the same lifestyles and numbers, dollars in our bank accounts. We don't have the same types of family dynamics and all that good stuff, the same abilities or capabilities. But I know that I want to, once this is done, I want to be able to, I am doing my best to ride out this whole coronavirus. I'm doing my best to ride this coronavirus wave. And by ride it, I mean while I'm home doing things that I would have not had the chance to do under normal circumstances for such a length of time. So I'm trying to take classes. I'm trying to read books. I'm trying to step up my prayer life and my Bible study time. I'm trying to just make better use of my time so that when this is said and done, I feel like I just want to have something to show for it, not for the world to see, but for me to see. Because there are times where I deal with procrastination, you know what I mean? Or perfectionism, which both keep me stuck. They're probably the same thing, procrastination and perfectionism. But I want to have something to show for this when we are on the other side of this lockdown or this stay home order. But on the other hand, I realize how important that it is to rest your body, how important it is to rest your mind and to go sit down somewhere, to take a nap if you're tired or go to bed early, to not do anything but just relax on the couch without guilt, you know, to not feel like you have to be doing 25 million things at all hours of the day. So I'm trying to find that balance because sometimes it'll creep in on those rest days that I'm like, and I have been sick too. I think it's allergies. Something's going on, but I think it's allergies. So on those days that I'm just like barely pulling myself out of bed because my throat's hurting, my sinuses are hurting, my head's hurting. And I was dealing with that off and on for the last, you know, couple of weeks, maybe 2 or 3 weeks off and on. Those were the days where I was just like, I kind of struggled with the mindset that, you know, well, you're not operating on level 200 today. You're wasting time. You're not doing what you're supposed to do. You know, that little negative loop in your mind that tries to operate out of fear and get you to believe that you are just on the path to ruin because I'm not using this time to the best of my abilities, when actually I am using this time to the best of my abilities. Sometimes the best thing you can do on any given day is just sit and stare out the damn window for a couple of hours, or go sit on your porch for a couple of hours and get your mind right, because you're feeling so overwhelmed with your emotions and thought processes and everything that's going on that all you can really do is just sit and stare out the window. Or again, sit on your porch or in your backyard or in your balcony and just be in the moment. That is doing something. Sometimes all you can do is get up, shower, and get back in the bed. Sometimes all you can do is drag yourself to the kitchen, make some coffee, heat up a waffle, and crash on the couch and go back to sleep. Like, we are doing the absolute best that we can with what we have been given. So this thought process or this lie that I have to be, you know, up here on this level, and on the days I'm down here operating on this level, I'm doing bad or I'm not doing the right thing. But there has to be some kind of balance to this. You can't operate on level 200 all the time. And just like I feel like if you're operating on level 20 all the time and your balance is, you know, somewhere between 75 and 125, you know what I'm saying? Or that's your median point. Being way up here all the time and being way down here all the time, it's not good. So you have to have balance. And I know that that's a joke to even throw out that word right now, or honestly ever, you know, but I do think we can find balance in a sense where, not that you're doing everything equally, I just don't think it's possible without going nuts. But by balance, I mean some things are going to be up here that you're doing and some things are going to be down here that you're doing. You know what I'm saying? But it just works. There's a fine balance to it. So if you're telling yourself that you need to be operating on a level 100 every day of the week, when your baseline is 60, then I just encourage you to take a look at that thought process and see what's really motivating you to feel that way. What's spurring that thought on? Are you, is it lack? You know, definitely I would say it's a lack mentality surrounding or regarding something, but only you know what that is. Okay. So those are the lies that, like, the one lie that I keep hearing, and then the other lies that have kind of been weaving in and out over the last couple of weeks. I want to hear from you. What has been, like, your biggest either takeaway in the last couple of weeks, or what's the one lie that your mind keeps coming back to that you know is absolutely ridiculous, but you kind of can't shake it? Right? I would love to hear your thoughts. You can email me at connect@browngirlselfcare.com, or you can drop a comment in the comment section, if I'm not mistaken, on the new website at browngirlselfcare.com. That might be wrong. I'm not sure. I just moved everything over to Wix from Shopify, and I'm still trying to get the hang of the Wix website. I think it makes for a much cleaner experience for me and for the community. There's actually like a little form area that I'm still trying to play around with, where I'm thinking we may possibly be able to have an online Brown Girl Self-Care community actually on browngirlselfcare.com, not Facebook, not Instagram. And we can talk to each other, ask questions, you know, that kind of thing. So once I get a handle on this, I'll be sure to circle back to that. But yeah, I want to hear kind of how you're holding up with coronavirus, with all of this stuff that's going on, and what stories you're telling yourself right now while we're at home or while we're working, and just being put in that situation where if you don't work, you don't know, you know, if your job's going to be secure, if you're going to be able to get unemployment, what that means for your rent, you know, all that stuff. I want to hear how we're all just kind of making do. So you can always email me at connect@browngirlselfcare.com. Okay. All right, my dears. That is it for this week's episode. Hopefully you found some value from it. And I hope that you do take some time to really analyze where those thoughts are coming from and what lies you are telling yourself. That is it for today. I will see you on the next episode of the Brown Girl Self-Care podcast next Monday. Take care.